Hi, this is Don Was. Welcome back to Greg Allman, Southern Blood, All Access.
Even though Greg Allman recorded Southern Blood at Fame Studios in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, he opted not to use any of the great session players associated with that legendary facility. This is his manager, Michael Lehman.
For the close to 15 years that we were working together, I actually saw him handpick and continuously prune and improve on the quality of his solo band. And he got to a point over the last couple of years where he just thought he had landed exactly what he wanted in every sense of the word. He always was pushing for a horn section. We started with one horn player and pushed to get that whole section, which we got up to three horn players, and he loved that sound.
I see you watching me like a hawk. I don't mind the way you talk, but if you touch me, something's gotta give. So live the life I love, and I love the life I live. Think I'm wrong. Don't worry about me, just let me go. My sweet life ain't nothing but a thrill. I live the life I love, and I love the life I live. My diamond ring and my money too. Tomorrow night it could belong to you. The girl
Dixon, and made famous by Muddy Waters, that's Greg Allman and his take on I Love the Life I Live off his new album, Southern Blood, which is out September the 8th.
Now, didn't Muddy at one point give you some advice about singing? Stage monitors. Did I read this somewhere?
Can we tell this on the radio?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Well, the Mud Man, I had the pleasure of knowing him and Willie Dixon, and I met a bunch of them, you know, and I'm so thankful, man. But Mud says, he says, is the band too loud for you, boy? He's always called us boy. and he said, well, I tell you what you do, because when you have to sing, you need to hear the music that you're making. Now, what you want to do, you take a cigarette butt, that's a filtered cigarette, and you break it off make sure it hadn't been used now. And he said, you stick it down in one of your ears. Therefore, when you're singing, you can hear your voice. You can hear it in the bone in your head.
Another great musician Greg called friend, and early on an occasional roommate, is Jackson Browne.
It's not that far of a stretch to say we were roommates, but I think in the conventional sense, people think that means you rented a house together and paid rent together. That's not what happened. We stayed together various times. I think it was just sort of like a simple way of saying that we were close and that we'd just share that kind of time together. But, you know, I'm really left with the feeling of wishing that I had spent more time with Greg because he was such a great guy and we really had such a bond.
In 2014, Jackson helped honor his old friend by taking part in the All My Friends tributes.
The power of his body of work and the connections he's made for people throughout his career was really on full display. And I got to sing two songs with him, so that was amazing. There was not a pall over the thing. He was really happy, and he was up and running. You know?
Crossroads seem to come and go. The gypsy flies from coast.
Freight train, each car looks the same, all the same. No one knows gypsy's thing. No one hears his lonely sigh. There are no blankets where he lies. In deepest dreams, the gypsy flies with sweet Melissa.
Melissa.
featured at the Fox Theater in Atlanta on January 10th, 2014, during the All My Friends tribute to Greg Allman. That was Greg and his former roommate, Jackson Brown, doing the Allman Brothers classic Melissa. There'll be more from Jackson coming up later in the show. But first, here's producer Don Was on how Greg went about choosing which songs he would record for Southern Blood.
I was aware, mainly from an overheard conversation at the All My Friends show, that his health wasn't going to be improving, and this was probably going to be his last album. So we started looking for songs, and we didn't openly talk about mortality or the point of the record. But as the direction for the album started to become clear, it became very obvious to me that the purpose of Southern Blood was to kind of help Greg make sense out of his life for himself and for his fans. I think he wanted to tie up all the loose ends and let people know what was on his mind and how he was feeling.
I've been warped by the rain, driven by the snow. I'm drunk and dirty, and gone to know. I'm willing, oh, I'm still willing. Out on the road, late at night, see my daughter Alice in every headlight. Alice, Dallas, Alice. And I've been from Tucson to Tucumcari, to Hatchapi and Tonopah, driven every kind of rig that's ever been made, driven the back road so it wouldn't get wet.
And if you give me wheat, wise and wine, show me a sign, I'll be willing to be moving. Sleet, had my head stove in, but I'm still on my feet, and I'm still, still willing. I smuggle some smokes and folks from Mexico, baked by the sun, every time I go to Mexico, and I'm still willing. And I've been from Tucson to Tucumcari, being torn apart, driven every kind of rig that's ever been made, driven the back roads so it wouldn't get away. And if you'll give me weed, white sand,
written by the late Lowell George and recorded by his band Little Feet, that's Greg Allman and Willin, one of 10 songs on his new album, Southern Blood, available September the 8th. Earlier in the show, Jackson Brown talked about meeting Greg in the late 60s when they were both struggling musicians in Los Angeles.
So many artists, I mean, their first record to me was always the best. Jackson Brown's first record. God, Jackson, baby. I mean, don't get me wrong, man. I mean, that's my ex-roommate. This guy has had some monster records after that, but that first one just has that good homie feeling, you know. I guess maybe on your first record, you get more of a glimpse into people's weaknesses.
One song in particular on Jackson's 1972 self-titled album that caught Greg's attention was Song for Adam, which Greg recorded for Southern Blood with an assist from Jackson.
There were one or two things that he changed in the song, which I'm not surprised that he did. At one point he says, now his story appears before my candle. And you realize he's singing about Dwayne. And that on some level, he never got over Dwayne's death and he never left Dwayne behind. And he was always carrying that loss.
Producer Don Was.
In the third verse, when Greg gets to the lines, it seemed like he stopped singing in the middle of his song. He got all choked up and teary-eyed and he couldn't complete the next two lines of the verse. And it was a very heavy moment when it happened. And then we just assumed at some point we'd go in and overdub the last two lines, and we never got the opportunity to do that. But when it became clear that, in fact, Greg had stopped singing literally in the middle of the song and metaphorically in his career in the middle of his song, I think he had a lot more to give, and I could have seen him playing for another 15, 20 years, you know. So it became kind of a poignant exit point for Greg. And that's the last song on the album.
Though Adam was a friend of mine, I did not know him well. He was alone and to his distance, he was deep into his well. I could guess what he was laughing at, but I couldn't really tell. Now the story's told that Adam jumped, but I'm hoping that he fell. Together we went traveling as we received the call. His destination, India, and I had none at all. Well, I still remember laughing with our backs up against the wall. So free of fear, we never thought that one of us might fall. I sit before my only candle, but it's so little light to find my way. Now the story short every hour as it reaches for the day, but I feel just like a candle in a way. But I guess I'll get there. I wouldn't say as our goodbyes we said, and I never heard from him again as each our lives we led. Except for once in someone else's letter that I read, until I heard the sudden word that a friend of mine was dead. I sit before my only candle, like a pilgrim sits before the way. Now his turn, he appears before my candle as the song is growing fainter. Say for sure.
a friend of mine. I did not know him long. And when I stood myself behind, I never felt so strong. Still it seemed he stopped singing in the middle of his song. I sit before my only candle, like a pilgrim sits before the way. I'm holding out my only candle as a song is growing fainter.
Final duet for two old friends. That was Greg Allman and Jackson Browne doing Jackson's Song for Adam on Greg's new album, Southern Blood, available September the 8th. Greg has had the privilege of working with some top-notch producers over the years, among them T-Bone Burnett and the late Tom Dowd. So, sticking with folks whose resume precedes them, Greg went with Don Was for Southern Blood. But there was only one small problem.
In the last decade, I ended up playing some gigs with him. There were a lot of one-off things where I'd put a band together and Greg would be on the show. And then ultimately that led into doing the All My Friends concert. Now, I'd called Michael Lehman many years ago and asked for an opportunity to produce an album for Greg. It's a pretty unsavory thing, I think, for a producer to go out and hustle up gigs, but I felt strongly about wanting to do something. And at the time, it didn't come together, but Greg always knew that I wanted to do something with him. And about a week before the All My Friends concert, I was reading some interviews that he'd done in the run-up to the show. And in one of them, he just announced that I was producing his next album and we were going to cut it in Muscle Shoals and it was going to be called Southern Blood. And that's the first I heard of it. It was a very Greg move. And then when I saw him a few days later, he said, "Oh, man, yeah, you cool with that?" And yeah, of course I'm cool with that. So it was about a year later that we went in and made the record. We spent about a year sending songs to each other and getting together periodically to go through material.
Mm-hmm. like kerosene.
Love Like Kerosene, one of two songs on Greg Allman's new album, Southern Blood, written or co-written by his band leader and guitarist, Scott Sherrod. When Greg decided Southern Blood would be the name of his final album, he commissioned artist Vincent Castiglia, who paints with human blood, to do a portrait of him for the cover. He sent Castiglia two vials of blood, but soon after, Greg decided to go in a different direction. But the portrait, based on a photo of him from the early 70s, is included in the vinyl and deluxe issues of Southern Blood. Once again, Greg's manager, Michael Lehman.
The image on the cover is taken in his backyard, actually looking out towards the river, and there's a wooden walkway that heads out towards his dock, as well as some trees with Spanish moss hanging, and that's the image that you'll see and that Greg saw every single day when he would sit out on his back patio. And the reason that we chose that image is it just looks out towards the beyond where Greg was. You look out and you don't really see the end of the wooden walkway, and then you can't see the river out in the distance, and that's where Greg is, somewhere up and out there.
In 1999, after living in the San Francisco Bay Area for 10 years, Greg packed up and moved back to the East Coast, kicking back in Savannah, Georgia, as he explained in 2006 backstage at an awards ceremony.
I built me a real nice house there. I got a room for writing. I built a studio there. I have a painting room, and then I got a dock and a boat and go fishing, and it's really nice. It's really living, man.
And it was there, on May 27th of this year, that Greg took his final breath with his wife Shannon and best friend Cenk Middleton by his side. But not before listening to some of the final mixes of Southern Blood that Michael Lehman sent the day before.
He knew that his body of work was in good shape, and he was speaking quietly at that time, but was very, very pleased and smiling, and was not in any pain or discomfort, so was communicative with me the night before, and even the day of his passing. I spoke to him about 10 minutes before he passed, and he knew everything was in good hands. He had Shannon and Cenk right with him, and I got a call from Cenk 10 minutes later saying he closed his eyes.
I've just reached a place where the willow don't bend. Not much more to be said. It's the top of the end. I'm going. I'm going. I'm gone. I'm closing the book. I've been hanging on threads
Putting his stamp on a 1974 Bob Dylan song, Going, Going, Gone, one of 10 songs on his final studio album, Southern Blood, produced by Don Was.
I felt really good about the fact that he said that it was everything he'd hoped for and then some too, so that makes it a successful undertaking for me.
Michael Lehman.
He wanted people to really understand who he was and how deep he was and how intelligent and articulate and thoughtful and careful and loving and all the things that a lot of times people don't think about. You know, they think, wow, this guy's a great musician or a musical genius, but they don't really realize what was inside of him. And that's something that was important to him.
Jackson Browne.
He was ironic. He had a great sense of humor. And he had a kind of stoicism that I really admired, you know, think was pure American, quiet courage in the face of adversity.
And when he was asked many years ago what he'd like his musical legacy to be, Greg had this to say.
That I played honest music, didn't use any tricks. I was a fair man to work with. Nobody ever worked for me, never worked with me.
Greg Allman, Southern Blood will be available from Rounder Records in numerous configurations, including vinyl and deluxe packages, on September 8th. For more details on the album, as well as the Laidback Festival and other upcoming events and releases celebrating Greg's legacy, go to gregallman.com. We'd like to thank Jill Weindorf, Darnell Gamble, and Ayapa Bindanda from the Concord Music Group, Cree and Buddha Miller, the great Ken Weinstein of Big Hassle Media, Lori Fletcher, Kevin Smith, and our special guests, Michael Lehman, Don Was, and Jackson Browne. If you missed any of this show or would like to hear it again, it'll be available in a few weeks at dannear.com. Greg Allman, Southern Blood All Access, was produced by Near Perfect Productions for Rounder Records. All rights reserved. No portion may be used without the written consent of the producers. I'm Dan Near. Thanks for listening.